Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Hello, welcome back. Shalom Aleichem. We are on Chulin Memvav, 12 lines from the top of the Amid. And on to the next item on our Treifos list. Says the Gemara, Nitla HaKavid V'chulu, Mishnah mentioned, if the liver was totally removed, it's gone, that constitutes a treifa animal. Says the Gemara, so only if it's all gone. However, but nishtayer himano klum kshera. If there's some left behind, there's some remnant of that liver, it's okay. Irrespective of its size, even a minuscule remnant suffices. Afagav, even though dulehavi kezayis, even though there's no kezayis worth of liver left behind, but now we have a Mishnah which does require a kezayis at the least. Nitel hakaved, right? The kaved was removed. V'nishtayr hem, and a kezayis ksheref. There's a kezayis left behind. It's okay. And now Mishnah, that is not needed. Amar Rav Yosef, yeah, it's a machlekes tanoim like Kashi. Here's the answer. Harab Chia, the Mishnah which says a kezayis is needed, that's going like Rav Chia's opinion. Ha, our Mishnah which does not require a kezayis. Ha, Rav Shimon, who was the son of Rabbi Bar Rabbi. Kiha, as we actually found that in practice they would conduct themselves in this manner. So if there was an animal that had this phenomenon, missing liver with less than a kezayis remaining, Kiha Rav Chia Zorekla, he would throw it away, he would discard of it, because he considered it a treifa, whereas Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, he had no qualms eating it. Matbala, he would dip it. They would, those days, everything was eaten by way of dipping. It's just a way of saying, it's an expression, he would eat it. Because even if there's a drop of the liver left behind, the animal can still, live. V'simanech, to remember what's what, Ashir and Mekamsin, there's a saying, the wealthy tend to be more frugal. Money means more to them, right? So the irony is that Reb Shimon, who was the son of Rebbe, who was wealthy, so he came from a wealthy family, he would be less inclined to discard of meat, and he would salvage it and eat it. Okay, now you know who said what. Bottom line is, it's a machlekes tanoim. In the case of nitel hakaved, how much need to be left behind to render the animal a non-treifa? Okay, so how much is needed for the animal to be kosher? According to one shita, kezayis. According to the other, even a mashu. Okay, on this topic, here comes a story. Hopel Musa, there was this wild band of troops that came, the Asa Lepumpadisa came to this town. And you get out of the way if you know what's good for you. Arku Rabba, so Rabba Rav Yosef escaped. They got out of the way. On the way out, Pagabu Rabzera meets them. Amar Lui tells them, hold it. Arukai, escapees, 1 second before you go. Something important. A halacha. To keep in mind. Kazaisha Amru B'makei Mara. A halacha relating to our topic. When we say that the leftover kaved portion has to be a kezayis. Not any kezayis. Not any location. Not any part of a liver counts. It has to be the critical portion of the liver. Kezayis umru b'maki mara, right next to the part that's flush with the mara, with the gallbladder. Then it counts. Then the animal can survive. But if the kezayis is on the other side, it doesn't work. Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar, he says, no, b'makam shi'chaya. It has to be on the upper side of the liver, which is flush with the kidneys, towards the backbone. And that's what gives the animal life. And that's the condition here. That's the precondition for this halacha. Amar Papa, hilkach be'inu kezayis b'makam mara. Since we have two versions, of the required location. Some say near the mara, some say near the kidneys. So you have to do both, cover both bases to be safe. Amar Papa Hilch, therefore, be'inu kazayis. We require that there should be one kazayis b'malkaim near the mara, u'b'inu kazayis, another kazayis, makam sheichaya. Near the kidneys, and Rashi says it's called Makim Shechaya Shakovet Chaya Misham. That's where the liver draws its sustenance. Okay, so you have to have both to be sure. But Reb Yirmiya, Mislakit Mal. Okay, you need a kazayis. What if the kazayis isn't really one bunch? It's a little here, a little there, and together you have a kazayis. Kiritzua Mal. What if it's not around? Clump, it's like a long strip, and if it's added up, you have a kazayis, but it's not in a round form. Ma, what's the halacha? But of Ashi, kazayis merudad ma. What if the kazayis is a kazayis, but it's sort of, you know, thinned out, flattened out? Does that count? Kazayis merudad ma. We leave all these unresolved. Boy, minei. Reb Zuka asked Mirab Ami, Nadad la kaved. Suppose the liver was detached in many, you know, from many sides, Mu'ura b'tarpashe, but it's still connected to the tarpash, which is a section beneath the kaved. It's like the base of the kaved. It's called tarpash kaved. Still connected there. Ma, what would you say in this case? So everything is there, it's just detached on all sides, except for the bottom. Amalei says, what's the issue? Dildul zed, this kind of dildul, I'm not sure what the issue is. Any idea, ma? It's all there, it's all intact. Ilumand omar b'makim mara. Whether according to the shita that you need a kazayis near the mara, you have a ika, you have it right there. Ilumand omar b'makim shichaya, according to the other opinion, it has to be on the other side. Ika, it's there as well, so it's okay. Hareish nikva. Next item. Are the lungs, right? So the lungs, which where you discover where a hole was discovered, so there's a puncture in the lungs, that makes it a treif. Now, just as we had yesterday regarding the brain, we spoke about the double-layered membrane, the lungs as well. They have two layers of membrane. One which actually encases the lung itself, flush to the lung, and the one which is which is above that. So where's the hole? Is it going all the way through? Is it just going partially through? What's the issue? We have a machlokes. Very similar, almost word for word to what we had yesterday regarding the brain. Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Asi, so these three say, the Amri Karmi law. Even if the upper membrane was punctured, it's already treifa. Because it lost its protection, its life is going to dissipate. For Amri law, some say Karmi Tato. Tesis learns, no, until the upper and the lower one were punctured, there's no issue. Because as long as there's some protection, it's okay. Amar Beisif, Barmin Yumi, Amar Nachman Simanech. In order to, you know, you want to identify, pinpoint exactly what this lower membrane is, he says like this, Kituna Devarda, Kituna is a malbush, a garment, a red garment, the mancha beireya, in which the lung is encased. So if you peel off the upper membrane, you'll see like an encasement, a red encasement around the lung. And the Gemara elaborates on this. Pshita, now this is pretty clear to us. I'inkav ilah, if the upper layer was punctured, v'inkav tato, but not the bottom one, tato megan, the bottom one protects the lung adequately and it's safe. Could the rabbi's rabbi teaches us, tama rabbi hayireya, this lung, the iglid, which was skinned, the upper layer was removed. Kahina, we turned to my base, kahina, like a date, sunka, red date, so it looks like a red bear date. Kshera, still okay. Because that provides adequate protection. Enables the lung to function properly. In kiv teto, v'lo in kiv ilo, the bottom layer was punctured, but not the upper one. Megan, oile megan, is there enough protection or not? Pligiba, there's machlegis, b'nav ach, ravina. Between these two, Chad Amar, one says, Loi Megan, there isn't enough protection, the air will soon leak out, it's not going to work. But Chad Amar, Megan, it does protect properly, and it's a kasha, vilchasa, that's the halacha Megan, as long as there's one membrane intact, it's okay. Because Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef teaches us, likewise, the issue is only if there's a hole that permeates through and through both layers. Amar Rav Yosef, hi Reya, he gives us a method of examining the Reya to ensure that it's kosher, and based on his method, we will see that his only concern was when there's a hole through and through, otherwise it's okay. Listen to this. Hareya de afsha. You have a lung, which after it's blown up, right, after the animal shechta, they blow it up, you hear a squeaky noise, you hear a hissing sound. There's some air escaping. What's the status of the animal? Okay, I adinan hecha afsha. If you can pinpoint where the hissing is coming from, so you see where the air is coming from, misvino la gatva. So you do this test. You take a gatva, a little feather, you put it on that spot, a reiko, some saliva, a gila, a little straw, and you see what's happening. If it's bubbling, the jumping up and down, treifa, you know that in fact the air is coming right through the wall, all the way out. So it's a treifa, viloi, but otherwise, then it's kshera, because evidently the air is not escaping. Viloi adin hecha afsha. Now, if you don't know where you can't pinpoint the source of this sound, you do the following test. A tube in the water, like the flat tire and the bike, you put it in the water and you see where it's bubbling. Some say mashichli. Okay, you take a bucket, the maya pishuri, filled with lukewarm water. We'll see in a minute why lukewarm. And use it as a tester. You put the lung, immerse it in the water. Not in hot water, the kafzi, because it tends to shrink things, and it's going to shrink and close up the hole, and then you can't. Likewise, not in cold water, the metarshe will harden the material, in which case, even if the hole is merely on the bottom layer, and the upper membrane is still intact, but because it gets hardened, in a way it becomes more fragile, and it's more prone to cracking, so the air would burst out, and then you'll have a hole through and through, and you will not be able to be machshir the animal. In order to make a proper test, you use, you put it into lukewarm water, which will just be, neutral. And you blow up the lungs, and you see what happens in the water. If there is a leakage, if there's bubbling, treifa, you know the hole is through and through, and there's air escaping, it's a treifa. Otherwise, kshera, it's okay. Why? Because that tells us that only the lower membrane was punctured in the air, although it's hissing, it's just escaping into the gap between the two membranes, and the animal still kosher. But the upper layer was not punctured by the afshan. The point of this sound is the zika, the air that's escaping the beni between the layers, and it's okay. So clearly, Rav Yosef held like the shita, treifa is only when the hole goes through and through. It's only if it's a flush hole. Gufa. Let's go back to Amar Rava. Hai rei the iglet. A lung which was skinned, the upper layer was removed. Kahina sumka, like a red date. It's okay. It's kshir. Va'amar Rav, another lacha from Rav regarding a lung. Reya shadima miktsos. So you discover a red mark, like a red mark, due to a bang, a trauma on the part of the lung. Shadima miktsos. Kshir, it's okay because the animal will recover. A kula, but if it's fully reddened, then it's a treifa. Because such an injury to such an extent is considered life-threatening. Amla Ravina L'Rava. I'm trying to understand the difference between partial redness and full redness. Miktsasa, if it's partially red, my timer, what's the... why is it okay? The Hadra Barya, because it's going to recover. It's not a permanent, it's just a passing type of condition. Well, Kulanami Hadra Barya. The same could be applied when it's fully red. It will recover. It'll regenerate. It'll reabsorb its blood and circulate properly. In Tanya, we have a similar halacha regarding on Shabbos, that the halacha is, if one inflicts a wound, it causes bleeding, right? Shechting, that's one of the malachas, right? On Shabbos. What about if he does it to a creature? So it depends. We have the unique eight, right? The eight Shmoneh Shvatzim. What's unique about them? In those, they're... Their skin is more pronounced. There's a clear distinction between their skin and their flesh beneath it. So there, if there's any a trauma, if there's any markage, any red blotch, that's indicative of the blood having left its domain, being uprooted, relocated, and now it's trapped under the skin, but it's not going to be reabsorbed. It's like removing blood. It's like the animal's bleeding and you have committed, it is considered a malacha of shechita, removing of life, and it's a malacha. But regarding other types of creatures, little flimsy creatures, you know, a grasshopper, a frog, where it's more of a mush. It's less distinguishable. It's one big mush. So there, even if there's some redness, if there's some trauma, and there is a red blotch, it's going to be reabsorbed into the system. It's not considered a permanent removal or relocation of blood, and therefore does not constitute a malach. So we see that these things can, remedy themselves. Milotani, we find a braisa. Ushar. All the other types of creatures, there's only an issue if the blood actually leaves the body, but if it's trapped underneath, it will be reabsorbed. So let's assume the same with the lung. Even if you see pronounced marks of a red, it's flesh, it's tissue, it's going to regenerate and recover. So what's the issue? Why is it considered a treifa? Perhaps you'll say, no, the lung has the same status as those eight unique creatures, the Snanya, where we learn Nitzar Hadam. There was a bunching up, a gathering of blood. Afa Bishliyasa, even though it hadn't left the creature entirely, it's still trapped under the skin. It's considered a malacha. It's chavala. It's considered like he injured the animal in a permanent way. So perhaps here as well, the lung has that same status. If that's the case, I feel him tsunami. So I wait until the whole thing is red, even if just a minor portion is red. That part's permanently damaged. Elishna. Rather, there's no difference. Redness is not considered a sign of trefa, whether it covers the whole lung or even part of it, doesn't matter. It's going to recover, it's going to regenerate, and survive just fine. V'omar Rabba, another halacha from Rabba, Reya Shiyav Shemiktsos, Treifa. If after Shechita they discover, they find that part of the lung dried up, that dried part is considered like it's missing. And the animal's a Treifa. V'kama, what level of dryness constitutes Treifa? Omar Rabba made the Rabba. This is the test. K'desh Tiparech, if it disintegrates, but Tiparech when it's struck by somebody's nail. Okay, so that's the litmus test. If it crumbles at that point, you know it's fully dry and it's considered a treifa. But if it's just somewhat dried, it's not really considered yavesh regarding this halach. Kiman Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam. So this level of dryness, this requirement, is in line with Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam, not like the Rabbanon, because he as well applies this type of standard to determine dryness, the sanya, the snan, there's a mishnah, izoi hi yavesha. Now we shift to a bechor. A bechor is a firstborn animal, which is meant to be a carbon, unless it's blemished. Suppose they find a blemish, such as his ear dried up, his ear shriveled up. That's considered a mum, which now allows its owner to take the animal, just shecht it out of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what level of dryness is dry? Be'ezoi hi yavesha. But Machlekes, Tanakama says, uses a different definition. Shem Tinokev. Test is, if you punch a hole in the ear, there's no bleeding, then you know it's dry. You don't need more than that. Rabbi Yesi, Ben HaMishulam Oymer, however, he disagrees. He says, it's got to be way drier. Yevesha means Kadesha Tehine Frechas, but it just crumbles upon contact with one's fingernail. So it would seem that Rabbi's Halacha, where he applies this definition to the dryness of the Reya, is in line with Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam, not like the Rabbanon. No, if you tell me Rabbanon, you know what? He kept going even like the Rabbanon. There's a big difference between an air and an animal and an internal issue like a lung. If you tell me Rabbanon, Gambi Oizen Bukhar, regarding the ear of the Bukhar, which is open to the elements, open to the environment, to Kushal Be Zika, the air, the environment, the germs are beating down on it. It's not going to recover easily. So even if it achieved this degree of dryness, it's already considered out of commission. Aval Reya, regarding the lung, which is internal, protected, cared for, the Loika Shalat Be'avir, it's not open to the elements. Hadra Barya can recover if it achieved just a minimal level of dryness, and therefore in that case, it is only a treifa if it's super dry. V'yomar Rav, another halacha from Rav regarding the lungs. Harei the kaima gildi gildi. You open the animal, you find a lung, which is somewhat all pretty much intact, no holes or issues like that, but it's gildi gildi. It's like scales. So the surface of the lung presents like almost fish scales, like peels. Uchmi uchmi, or a bunch of black spots. Chazu chazusa chazusa, a bunch of different colors. Ksheira, it's okay. That's not a treif. Amar meimam shmei the rabba. Ein makifin bebui. Now bui is plural for bua. Bua is a cyst, some sort of blister. Now how does this blister form? As we said, the rea is comprised of two layers of encasement. It has two membranes. Now, if the lower level was punctured, Rashi explains, chances are there's some liquid going to be oozing out from inside the lung, some sort of liquid, some sort of, you know, that's going to ooze out through that hole. And that could push, right? That could push the upper layer, the upper membrane, and form it into some sort of bubble, some sort of cyst. Now, is the animal kosher? Yeah, at this point it's still kosher, because as we explained, as long as the upper membrane, as long as the upper encasement is still intact, you're good. So the boar itself, per se, would not present an issue. Here we're speaking that the boar was punctured. He found a nekev in the cyst itself, which basically means that both layers have now been punctured. But as Rashi says, you discovered it upon examining the animal. You're not sure when that puncture happened. Was it pre-shechita, in which case the animal was shechted with a hole flushed through and through its treifa, or perhaps that puncture happened after shechita, it burst after shechita, which means the animal's still okay, because during the shechita, only the lower membrane was punctured. So how could you determine? So there would be a way to figure this out by taking a look at the rest of the lung and perhaps locating another or finding a different lung and finding another cyst and puncturing it right now after shechita, and then comparing the two punctures, the two phenomena. If they look alike, if they're matching, then you know that the first one got its puncture only after shechita as well, because if it happened during the animal's lifetime, it would look different. So could you use that that kind of test? No, ain makifin. Makifin means you can't bring together babui when it comes to these cysts, because ultimately you can't necessarily know for sure, you can't determine definitively what's what, where's where, things change, colors change, and therefore it's not going to be much of a raya. V'omar Rav, another halacha, hani tarti uni. As we explained, the lung is comprised of umi and uni. Umi is a mother, like the main sections in the bottom, and uni are the flaps on the upper side of the lungs. And you have these two flaps, these two sections, hani tarti uni desrichen lahadali, that are glued to each other. Now, sricha means they're sort of drawn to each other, attached to each other. That's where the Lashon Sircha comes from. We'll see tomorrow. Along with that Sircha, it's called glot, right? Smooth, without any adhesions, any stringiness coming out of it, which would indicate that there was a hole through which these fluids came out and formed these adhesions and stringinesses and gooinesses, right? In any case, we have two uni that are glued to each other. Hani tati uni d'srichen la'adati. Les lu b'dikusa. Les lu b'dika. So you can't... there's no point in checking, no point in examining to confirm whether or not there's a hole, because we know a sircha is formed by the hole beneath it, right? When there's a hole, that's the liquid is forced out, it was through the hole, which generates the sircha. So we know that there's a hole, at least on one of the two unis. That's how the sircha developed. So the animal's treif. But that's only a concern, elosh lekisidron. When the two flaps that we're talking about are out of order. So let's say the first one with the third one connected through this sort of adhesion, so we know there's a hole there, and you know, even if the Rashi explains, even if the hole developed this sircha above it to protect it, it's like a scab. The halacha is krum sha'ala machmas maka bereya ina krum. We don't reckon with a krum, with some sort of membrane, some sort of scab or growth that developed to block and to seal the hole, the maka. Ina krum, it's not reckoned with. Shasefili sasa, Rashi says, because ultimately it's just going to fall apart. It's perhaps due to the consistency of the material, the movement of the lung. It's not something which is going to stay there permanently. It's not going to really repair it properly. So whenever we find a sircha, which indicates that there's a hole beneath it, the animal's treif, because that's the halacha, a hole with a hole in an array is treif. However, here comes an exception, a kula. That's only when the two uni that are glued are out of order. So suppose there's three uni. The first one is glued to the third one. Aval kasirdim, but let's say it's one attached to two. Okay, so they're side by side and they're just glued to each other instead of being separate. They're glued to each other. That's okay. You know why? Because that's the way they grow. Meaning, that's their natural formation. They sit alongside each other. And therefore, says Rashi, even if there really is a hole, they protect each other. And the hole that generated that sircha will recover, will regrow and seal properly, because it has this constant accompaniment of the una next to it. It keeps it protected, keeps it supported, covers for it, and allows it to recover. So in this case, even a hole in the lung would be okay, because the sircha did its job. Okay, let's quickly recap today's daf. We covered the liver and the lungs. So if there is nothing left of that liver, it's treif. According to some, you have a kazayas. According to some, that's not really needed. Even a little bit is okay. We had a machlekes in terms of the location of that remnant. Regarding the lung, if it's nikva, it's a treifa. According to one sheet, even the upper membrane, a hole there would suffice to be a treif, according to the other sheet. And likewise, Rav Yosef described it, it has to be through and through, and in fact, if there's a hissing sound, there's a way to test it, to determine that it's only the lower membrane. As long as the air is contained within it, the lung is still considered a functioning lung, an animal, a healthy animal. We spoke about all kinds of conditions, rednesses, and peelings, and colors. And we concluded the halacha of sircha in a way that it's a treifa, and in a way which is actually considered still kosher. To be continued tomorrow. All the best to you, and hatzlacha rabbah.